Congressman Adam Schiff of the great state of California joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm always thrilled to talk to you, particularly on a day like today. So Mike Pence has already been fact-checked into oblivion. I don't know what the strategy is to just deny that Trump said things that he clearly has said or done that are on tape, right?
You know, I have to say, I found it so off-putting as I was watching Mike Pence shaking his head, no, 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 every time Tim Kaine said something that was demonstrably, provably true.
Yep.
In terms of what Trump's comments had been about punishing women who had an abortion and praising Putin and whatnot. And he can shake his head all he wants, but that stuff is very easy to document and prove. But the Trump campaign seems to have their own reality that they want to try to live in.
Well, that's the thing. It was the same strategy Trump applied. Just saying, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I never said that over Secretary Clinton, you know, is not a strategy. Again, these ads almost write themselves, right? You know, you can use Mike Pence shaking his head no right next to Trump saying the thing that, of course, he said.
Exactly. You know, the shaking his head was only slightly less off-putting than Trump saying wrong, wrong, wrong,
wrong, wrong.
Nonetheless, you know, the facts were quite accurate, and I just found it painful to watch.
Congressman, you obviously have been on the House Armed Services Committee. This was one of my favorites, is when Kaine challenged Pence to defend Trump's comment that more nations should get nuclear weapons, Pence said he never said that. But of course Trump did.
You would think that he's never actually seen the videotape or heard the audio tape. But plainly, he has. So, you know, I know Mike. We were elected together. You know, I like him personally. But he's got the toughest job there is, and that is to somehow try to look credible while defending Trump. And most of the time, he just refused to defend him, which, you know, I think the commentary is probably quite accurate, which is, you know, he's running for president 4 years from now, not so much trying to help his running mate, but really thinking more about how does this reflect Mike Pence. But I think anybody that gets too close to Donald Trump this campaign is going to be irretrievably tarred by that brush.
Well, right. I mean, in one sense, you feel his pain. How do you defend the indefensible? I mean, I have to say, I can't imagine even you could have seen this descending to the level that it's descended. I mean, in this past weekend, even with him accusing Hillary Clinton of infidelity and being crazy and mocking her physically when she had pneumonia. I mean, Right.
You know, if you ever need a more clear demonstration of his lack of temperament, the fact that he's mocking her having pneumonia, that has got to be the pinnacle. Although, you know, I think what I found the most jarring of the entire weekend, it's a very, you know, low bar, was when Trump was basically saying the president ought to thank him for bringing up the whole birther thing, because he really did the president a favor by compelling the president to produce his birth certificate and putting the issue to rest. I mean, does he think we're all really stupid that we're going to buy that?
Yeah.
It just is shocking.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, Congressman. I had one of our regulars yesterday saying that her right-wing Trump-voting friend, the first thing that's broken through, though, is the taxes. She said, I don't like that. And I thought, that really, it really is true that, you know, isn't that been their whole argument that everybody else is a deadbeat, you know, and a moocher and living off the government? And, you know, I just don't know how you spin that, somebody not paying taxes. And when they're talking about infrastructure in the military, when you contributed exactly zero to that.
I think that's exactly right. And you know, plus the fact that he wants to make himself out as some kind of a genius, because he found a way to avoid paying taxes, which, you know, frankly, he found by having $1 billion in losses. This genius lost $1 billion in a single year, and we're supposed to think what, that he planned it that way, that this was his brilliant genius working.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'll avoid taxes by losing $1 billion. But then, you know, the fact that he has, you know, suggested repeatedly in the past that other people who didn't pay taxes were somehow gaming the system, all the while knowing that he wasn't paying taxes.
Yeah.
But this guy, you know, you can't believe a single thing he says. And I find it staggering that he is even competitive in this election.
Yeah.
It just shows what a you know, deeply politically divided country we are, that we could have even a close election with someone this patently unfit for office.
Well, and again, I mean, I do think that's why that's one issue that is finally breaking through, is I think it was just the poll I saw yesterday, 80% of Americans think it's your civic duty to pay taxes. And I think there's just, this is one where, And plus, I think they went too far in the spin, as you implied, about calling him a genius and saying he's smart. That implies the rest of us are all idiots, Congressman, for paying, for doing our civic duty and paying taxes and contributing to our military and our infrastructure and on, right?
Absolutely. And this is very consistent with Trump's kind of strategy and thin ego for dealing with everything, which is when he's confronted with a problem, something he's said or something he's done, rather than owning up to it and acknowledging error, he always doubles down. You losing $1 billion wasn't a demonstration of bad business judgment. It was genius. Not paying taxes isn't a shirking responsibility. It means that he's smart while the rest of us are apparently stupid. But this is classic Trump. Anything he says or does couldn't possibly hint of error. And to me, that speaks of someone who is dramatically insecure about themselves, and someone who's easily provoked. And those are not qualities that I want in a commander-in-chief.
Congressman, it's interesting. We had Lily Esclan Garcia on a couple of weeks ago, head of the teachers union, and they're, as you know, running these ads. But, you know, this has been documented, this Trump effect, this bullying in schools across the country. And it really is, it's amazing. The one teacher that was quoted is a Republican who has said she's a registered Republican. She plans to vote for Clinton. She relayed a story about a student of hers whose family is from Peru. She's worried she's going to become, be deported. She said, "I want to be clear. This 14-year-old girl was born in the United States. She's never even been to Peru." She said, "The incident is not an isolated one. In all my years of teaching, I've never had to think about how undo the harm a candidate for president is inflicting on students. His divisive rhetoric has not fallen on deaf ears." That's a registered Republican teacher.
I'm sadly not surprised by it. I think that what young people see and hear is deeply disturbing. I think one of the most powerful ads that the Clinton campaign has done is that ad of young girls looking in the mirror and then hearing all the insults and thinking about all the insults that Donald Trump has leveled towards women. But also, you think about the broader damage in terms of dividing the country, aggravating racial divides. And then even overseas, the alienation of our allies, the praising of people like Putin and incidents like Tiananmen Square, all of these things are just deeply damaging both internally in the country, but also in terms of our reputation standing around the world.
And as Secretary Clinton said, I mean, the fact that we have to already undo the damage that Donald Trump has done, right, whether it's to our allies and overseas and our image in the world or in our own schools, is really stunning that we've had a candidacy already hurt our country to this degree. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's true. One of the examples I keep thinking of in the national security realm is when Donald Trump said that Obama and Clinton had founded ISIS. We may think that's ridiculous and somewhat comical that someone could be that stupid, but then you have people like Nasrallah, who's the head of Hezbollah, saying, "See, the Republican nominee for president admits that the U.S. is behind, and
yeah,
he has documents to prove it." This is what Hezbollah is saying,
right?
And you might ask, why would Hezbollah say this? There is a conspiracy theory in the Middle East that,
yep,
the U.S. Gave birth to ISIS because we wanted to divide Arab from Arab and Muslim from Muslim, and in the process,
yeah,
weaken the Muslims. And he plays right into that narrative when he says things like that.
As Secretary Clinton said, he is giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Congressman, I wanted to bring up one other, just because I just think, whether it's Mike Pence last night, who, you're right, the basic theme was, I can't defend this guy, but vote for him anyway. I mean, not one time did he actually defend stuff Trump did. He either lied about saying he didn't say it or went to, attack Secretary Clinton. But I thought Senator...
I was going to say, I would amend that and say the theme last night was, I can't defend Donald Trump, but vote for me in 4 years anyway.
Right, right. But anyway, I just, of all the people, I just was so struck by Senator Kelly Ayotte. I think it has made this whole party into such a profile in cowardice. I don't know if you saw, she said during her debate that she would say Donald Trump's a role model for children, and then she said she misspoke. During the debate, she said, "I misspoke tonight. While I would hope all our children would aspire to be president, neither Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton have set a good example, and I wouldn't hold either of them up as role models for my kids." I mean, again, to equate these two people in any way, it's just in this whole thing where she says, "I'll vote for him, but I'm not endorsing him." It's just such a profile in cowardice, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you look at people like John McCain, who, a man of, great courage, and a very heroic past. And it's really quite sad to see that he's unwilling to take on Donald Trump, someone who says that basically he's not a hero because he got caught, or people like Kelly Ayotte, who don't have the guts to say that, no, this is not a role model at all.
Ted Cruz.
Somehow have to try to equate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think a woman who's become the first nominee of major political party is a pretty darn good role model for young women to get the idea.
Thank you. And how do women like Senator Ayotte live with themselves, hearing the things that Donald Trump says about women? She's like locked in a tight race. Hassan, her opponent, is up by 2 points. I mean, I really, of a lot of people, I feel deserve to lose just because I just was saying, as you know, Congressman, my dad ran with Goldwater, and I saw Michael Reagan, who is very conservative. I don't know if you saw him tweet about how disgusted his father would be with Donald Trump and with this party today. And
I didn't see it, but every time I was watching Mike Pence last night, and Mike has a great fondness and admiration for Ronald Reagan, and it to the point where he mimics Ronald Reagan's facial expressions,
right,
and gestures and everything. But for him to be part of this ticket, this praise Putin ticket, this ignore the fact he's invaded his neighbors and journalists who contradict him get murdered. Ignore all of that. He's a strong leader. I have to think, yeah, that Reagan is rolling over in his grave.
Well, and you saw that it wasn't recently. They just, confirmed that the missile that brought down that civilian airliner, of course, came from Russia.
Absolutely.
Putin absolutely has blood on his hands. I mean, where's Donald Trump's tweet about that? Praising what a strong leader he is.
I guess that 3 a.m. he was asleep.
Yeah, finally. Congressman, great stuff. This is a harrowing, harrowing election cycle. We only have a ways to go, but are you feeling confident?
I do feel confident. I just think that we have such a superb choice in Secretary Clinton and such an abysmal one in Donald Trump that I have confidence in the American people. They're going to sort this out, and we're going to have the first woman president of the United States.
I do, too, although my gastrointestinal distress would say otherwise. We only have a little ways to go. Congressman, thanks for taking time for us, as always.
Thanks, Stephanie.
All right. Thanks so much.